members of Maine's congressional delegation could soon be thrust into another gun control debate. Several bills have been introduced to ban the bump stock, the rifle accessory used by the shooter in Las Vegas last weekend. Several members of the delegation appear open to restricting the use of the bump stock. Steve Missler has details.
A bump stock can be legally purchased in most places in the U.S. for somewhere between $100 and $300, and it can make a semi-automatic rifle fire almost as quickly as a fully automatic weapon, which has been banned for most Americans since 1986. That means a semi-automatic AR-15 that typically fires only as fast as someone can pull a trigger can be legally outfitted to resemble a machine gun.
One round. Release. One round. Release. As you can see, it's firing once. I can hold it down and it won't fire again.
In this online video, an Alabama gun dealer who is authorized to sell machine guns to law enforcement agencies first demonstrates a semi-automatic weapon, one shot at a time, and then a fully automatic burst. And that's not much different from this video demonstration of a semi-automatic that's been outfitted with a bump stock. In the wake of the Las Vegas shooting, bills have been submitted in the House and Senate to ban bump stocks. And unlike previous gun control measures, a bump stock ban appears to be getting some bipartisan support.
There's no good reason that we should allow them.
Democratic Congresswoman Shelley Pingree of Maine is a co-sponsor of one of the proposals.
And while I think it wouldn't solve all of the concerns that people have, if there's a bipartisan effort to do this, if we can move forward on this, perhaps it will give people the sense that we can at least have a dialogue about what to do about gun violence in our country.
Independent Senator Angus King was not available for an interview, but in a written statement, King says he doesn't believe that it's possible to, quote, legislate our way out of all gun violence. But, he says, it seems sensible to restrict a device that can turn semi-automatics into something close to a banned weapon. Republicans Bruce Poliquin and Senator Susan Collins were also not available for an interview. Collins' spokeswoman says the senator is deeply troubled that such an accessory can be purchased to massively increase the firepower of a rifle. Poliquin's spokesman says the congressman is still studying the use of bump stocks. It appears the same is true of the NRA, which donated nearly $10,000 to Poliquin's reelection effort last year. The group, which holds significant influence in all gun control matters, is signaling that it's open to a review of the bump stock issue.
I certainly understand why Congress would want to look at these given what happened. I don't think anybody ever anticipated somebody would use these types of devices in this way.
David Trahan is director of the Sportsman's Alliance of Maine, or SAM. The group works closely with the NRA on gun-related bills in the Maine legislature.
We don't have any issues with a debate in Congress and figuring out a better policy maybe, or figuring out what we can do to make our communities safer. This was horrific for everybody involved.
The NRA released a statement Thursday saying that bump stocks should be regulated. And that's a big change in position, even in the wake of other recent mass shootings. After last year's massacre at an Orlando nightclub, the NRA pressured Congress to block a bill that would have halted gun sales to people on a terrorism watch list. But the bump stock debate may not be that big of an issue, even for the most passionate gun rights advocates. Paul Glasgow of Louisiana reviews guns for the YouTube channel Legally Armed America. In this online video, Glasgow suggests that there's not much practical use for a bump stock, particularly for true marksmen.
This is why these things are not consistent and not preferred. I'm even going to put my right leg rearward to try to brace myself, and you're still going to see my torso get pushed backwards. Again, only a total jackass would use one of these.
Authorities say that 12 of the rifles recovered from Stephen Paddock's Las Vegas hotel room were equipped with bump stocks. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.